Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Olive Garden, Vuvuzela, and no beer sales. They're coming up right after this.
Are you looking to add a little dance to your pants? Are you hoping to turn heads without costly and painful surgery? Then visit the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall and experience the newest way to grow your fro. Hi, I'm Chick McGee. I know what you're thinking, but Chick, hair hides inches. Well, that's only when you're naked. See, when I put King Kong behind closed doors, I want the ladies to notice a bulge that rivals those old Jim Palmer ads in Sports Illustrated. Thanks to this, I can achieve that look in just a few short weeks. From the makers of Miracle-Gro, it's the Pubidor. The Pubidor starts at the root system, giving your patch a major poof that only the latest in Frigamol technology can provide.
Wow, Chick. Is that an airbag in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
Let's just say my curly fries have gone home style.
The Pubidor is a simple three-step system. First, apply the Miracle Mix to desired region. Place those puny pubes in curlers, and then let the Pubidor leave you high and dry.
Wow, it looks like a blooming onion.
The Pubidor, now available at the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall. Warning, not intended for beards, backs, or buttocks. Ask for the Pubidor by name. Pubidor.
Oh, my God. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick.
Yeah. Hey, right back at you. There's Josh Arnold.
Chick, you know when you go to Olive Garden and they say, you want cheese on your salad?
Yeah.
Just say when.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you say when before you actually want more than when...
To maintain appearances?
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And do you actually say when or do you say now?
I say when.
I do too.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
What do you say now?
Say when, but they're not asking.
They're not asking you to say when.
Right.
They usually do just say when.
Yeah, they do. They say when.
I know, but you're supposed to say the proper response is now.
That's exactly right. If you want to go out at the... Hang on a second. We'll be right back. There's Ace Cosby, Willie Griswold. I'm Chick. Tom, go on. Yes, you're exactly right. When a server says black pepper, ground pepper,
right?
Say when.
I think everyone says when.
It's like an old joke. It's like Saquon Barkley.
Quan Barkley. If I don't say when, I'll say... Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get more... There's no judgment with the pepper, though. Do you think that there's judgment with the Parmesan?
I do.
Okay, it's more caloric, maybe? Is that the issue?
Well, and the way they do it at Olive Garden, it's in that fresh shredder that...
Do you get it on both soup and salad, or just the salad, or just the soup?
I rarely get the soup, so I'm going to have to say salad.
I throw my head back soup and have them shred it right into my mouth.
Have the days passed where restaurants rated themselves on the size of the pepper mill?
Yeah, I think those days are over.
You know, the one where three slaves would have to bring it out like they were carrying
say like Irish indentured servants or something.
Sorry,
right?
you know what I'm saying.
Of course.
I don't know why the Zucker brothers didn't do that. You said that a long time ago with the ground pepper mill. Why they didn't? They have a scene in the restaurant. More ground pepper, and it's just the biggest, like a 55-gallon drum. The bigger, the better.
There's something I was worried about this morning.
Oh, good.
I listened to classical music on the way in, just kind of getting
it. Okay.
They played this composition from Schubert, and they said he was, in seminary in school or whatever when he wrote it.
Jimmy Schubert?
Yeah, Jimmy Schubert. Back then, what did how did guys pick up girls? Did they like bring along a harpsichord? Or I mean, you don't take a guitar to a party if you're. I mean, what did the cool guys play to get chicks back in the symphony days?
They played lutes, probably.
Lutes?
Yeah. They pulled out their lutes.
Yeah, they pulled. Do you have a lute setting on your synth?
What do they call a guy who makes a guitar? It's like a
luthier.
Luthier, yeah. So there you go. Yeah, they take a lute. Yeah.
Sure. Like, it probably was.
Well, the most famous, of course, Lex Luthier.
Yeah.
Hey, Godwin, if we get you a lute, you think you can play it?
I might be able to.
A luthier Vandross wasn't bad either. He could sing too.
They still make lutes?
How about a zither? Where are you on a zither?
You like a good zither? It's a couple of buttons. I think I can do that. Yeah.
There's a couple of actually very good Joni Mitchell songs where she's playing a zither.
Those
are not good songs.
Oh, that one that makes me want to drive off the road. California!
Was that when she was part of the Zitherines?
Well, you thought this was going to go nowhere.
Well, I want to get back to these giant pepper things.
If I hadn't been here, it would have gone nowhere.
Did your family have those? My grandparents had big salt and pepper. Quality, I would say.
But I mean, it was maybe a foot long that was occasionally brought out.
Right, right.
I'm talking about sometimes the restaurants, they have, it's
longer than a foot?
It's comically embarrassing.
You know, I've never been where they have that.
Just these vuvuzela.
No, I haven't either.
It is the vuvuzela.
Really?
Yeah, coming up, we have a vuvuzela reference on the show coming up. And do we, Dean, still have a vuvuzela in the building? Did we throw them all?
I hope not.
Somebody probably snapped it in half in anger.
To me, vuvuzelas jumped the shark when they started making them collapsible. They just don't sound the same.
Oh, they don't?
Because when I was a kid, I would always... so embarrassed. I would always go to the Madison County Fair, and they would sell vuvuzelas.
But they called them...
My party horn or something.
They became really famous.
And I would always buy one. And I loved blowing that thing.
I was going to say, why is that embarrassing? Yeah. Every kid wants one of those.
When did they what was the sporting event that
it
they...
It was a World Cup. And then it was like YouTube had just become super popular. And I remember YouTube had an option where you could click a button and it would make it sound like there were vuvuzelas playing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And they were everywhere. That. And then obviously the World Cup starts, in a month?
Yeah.
So,
did you say the World Cup?
Don't give me no hand-me-down.
Cup.
Oh. Cup.
Sorry.
No?
Sorry.
No.
He stepped on himself.
Do it. Go ahead. Do it again. Sorry.
Try again. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Don't give me no hand-me-down.
Cup.
There we go.
Got one already.
I love that song.
Oh, in my car, I sing just like Burton Cummings. It's amazing.
Oh, well, I wish I could. Yeah. He's the best. Back to these obscure instruments and Christie's question.
Yeah.
How did
I didn't know what the cool guys played.
I bet you could pick up some fair maidens with a little piccolo solo.
Oh.
You're at the pub, the tavern.
Probably a good
honestly,
piano.
A fife.
Piece.
I think at the time we're thinking weren't they considered more or less possessions? And
oh, they were also rather young.
See, that's okay.
No, wait a minute.
Okay,
guys.
That's two. Okay, slaves and now children. You need to.
Calm down. Let's be real here.
Yeah, they were.
Were giving birth at 13.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're 12 and unmarried? What
Hang
a shame.
On. Hang on.
I mean, that's kind of what was happening.
No, I mean, this
all
is,
of our heads are filled with stuff that we don't want to talk about, yet you continue to chat
well,
about
to be
it.
Fair, didn't people? Oh, he had a healthy life. He lived to be 27.
What an ancient man he must have been.
Wow, 23 and he has teeth left.
Good God, man.
I'm just talking about the age old boy girl relationship thing.
I bet you there was a harpsichord or a piano in the tavern.
Had to be.
At Godwin, 17th century Godwin was all over that harpsichord.
Out of the out of tune harpsichord in the corner.
17th century
I'll
Godwin.
Play American Pie later.
Wait a minute, hang on. 17th century Pat Godwin. I'm seeing a dungeon.
My mom's dungeon.
Well, they locked me up again.
Music may not have been as big as, say, poetry back then as well.
Oh, you think the guys?
Oh, sure. You throw a sonnet abroad's way. She's.
You would have loved that, wouldn't
they
you?
They were traveling minstrels back then.
Yeah, you would have.
I'd plight thee my.
I'm also a bit of a writer.
Yeah, my way again, around. I'm seeing Josh with his revolutionary political ideas. Josh, once again, dungeon. Chained to a wall.
Oh, no. Like you would be okay.
What would you rhyme blunt with?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
To go back to the musical instruments, this is a...
California!
This is the sample of the sound of the vuvuzela. It sounds like an attack of monster bees.
Something like that, yeah.
Here they are. But if you're there at the game, it's just, you know, brutal.
Even worse, yeah.
I don't know. Will they have them in?
I don't know, man.
Qatar.
I do not know.
I don't think so. I think
it's the Middle East, and it's a different society.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, you probably cut your hands off if you play it at the wrong time.
I read somewhere they're having
the understanding folks in Qatar.
The big concern with Qatar is evidently they're going to have to hide the beer. What is that?
Well, a story I heard on the way in was it's not illegal, but it's hard to get. Even though Budweiser is a sponsor.
They paid $75 million. But I think.
Well, I mean, it's going to be seen around the world. It's not just there in Qatar.
But I doubt. Think about that. Concession stand, will there be beer?
I read that they're going to try to ditch it. I think you have the story over there.
The message came from the highest levels of the Qatari state. The beer tents must be removed for the World Cup, and there will be no discussion about it.
We never had Qatari growing up. It was always ColecoVision or Intellivision.
With the opening game of the World Cup only days away, Qatari organizers have been working in recent days feverishly to relocate Budweiser-branded beer stations at 8 stadiums after a sudden demand that 3 people with knowledge of the belated change said had come from inside the country's royal family.
And they must be a fun bunch.
Yeah.
The person...
Sharpen up the execution blade. We're going to cut some heads off this afternoon.
No, it could be kind of cool. I want a reality show with the prince from that family, and I want to call it Air Qatar. It'll be a real good time.
Oh, nice. Oh, right? H-E-I-R.
Yeah, he's rocking out.
There you go. Ever since FIFA Soccer's global governing body awarded hosting rights to Qatar, which everyone has said is a huge mistake, tournament organizers have grappled with balancing the obligations they signed up to fulfill, which include the sale of alcohol to their sponsors and not upsetting the Qatari government.
FIFA and a Middle Eastern government. I'm sure everything was on the up and up.
Now, do they just execute one journalist a day? Oh. In the tradition of the...
Alcohol is not banned in Qatar, but most visitors are only able to purchase it at bars inside designated hotels. FIFA and Qatari officials had struggled for years to come up with a plan for the World Cup, which beer has flowed freely for generations. Of course! Before finally
Nothing's worse than an alcohol-free hooligan.
cranky.
They've decided that the sale of alcoholic beverages would be permitted within a secure perimeter outside venues, but not inside the stadiums themselves.
Where all the people are.
All the people are. And this, I don't know if Budweiser came up with this or not, but this is amazing. You're probably thinking, how do I carry 4 stadium beers back to my friends?
How do I?
Well, you have a cardboard contraption with a handle on top. Look at that.
I want that.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So they're dangling from like a suitcase.
Yeah. And you just go right back to your seat. You got 4 cold beers.
Yeah. This article, Chick, let me see where the source on this is. This is from the New York Times.
Right. That's what mine was. Yeah.
It says Budweiser pays roughly $75 million for the rights to the World Cup to pour there.
Honestly, that sounds about right to me, or if not a little lower than I would have expected.
I would have thought it would be higher. Yeah, but...
Where was I? Oh, I know. We were at the sports desk. Did you have anything else over there?
Me?
Yeah.
Four-time world heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield is joining Mike Tyson's cannabis venture.
Oh.
Mike and Evander will come together under the newly formed brand called Karma Holdings.
Karma spelled with a C.
Really?
Yes, yes it is. And I don't know.
C for cannabis?
Probably.
Yeah.
I hesitate to speculate.
Maybe. Oh,
that's good.
Karma Holdings was already trademarked or something.
Do you think that one of the owners might not know how to spell Karma? I'm just asking.
Might be some brain pan issues.
Said something, guys.
I'm trying to see.
Very good, Ace.
I said, Karma is spelled with a C. Now shut up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tyson. You got it. Their products will be called Tyson 2.0 Holy Ears. THC.
See, how did they not come? How did they not think of earbuds?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's probably trademarked too.
Probably, but
in that context, you think?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, would Tyson's earbuds?
Boy,
who wants to feel old?
I already do, but go ahead.
What year do you think Tyson bit off a chunk of Holyfield's ear in that fight?
Let me see. Yes. I know I was married to the third one, so.
Oh, now you're bringing about that.
So I'm going to guess 1998.
I'm going 95 to 96.
Okay, Willie.
I said 94. We can do 95. Wait, we're doing eras now? What is this?
Pick one, Ace.
Okay, 96.
Thank you, Ace. 94.
I'll go 97.
97 is exactly right. June of 1997.
Did Tyson lose the match?
I think he was disqualified.
Yeah,
I thought he got DQ'd for that. Yeah, you bite a guy's ear off, you can't continue fighting. You start biting body parts off. I mean, that's a whole nother.
You go all bath salts on them. That's a whole nother.
We don't hear anything about that anymore, do you?
Well, those who attempt it.
So Tyson and Holyfield together in the world of cannabis.
I guess. I'm sure they're making money.
Set their differences aside because there's money to be made.
Yeah.
Now, at one point, wasn't Tyson selling gummy ears?
Yeah, I thought that was last year.
And then they had to pull them?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason?
I think it was because, like, they're not allowed to look like anything.
That's right. It was sort of like, hey, you're kind of promoting to kids here, right?
Yeah, they're trying to display, like, making just candy, essentially.
Or maybe that's when Evander went, hey, wait a minute. I could make some money.
But back when I was at Boulder, it was the wild, wild west, kind of. There was no licensing issues, and you would just buy something called, like, a weed Snickers. Or you'd buy, like, dank Reese cups.
Oh, okay.
And they had all the same images, and they had to get rid of all that after a certain period of time.
Hmm. So, is the first product, the Tyson 2.0, is that a smokable marijuana?
I don't know, it's not clear.
Because it also says Delta 8 infused edibles as a second product.
Delta 8, that's the thing that's available everywhere.
Yeah, you can get that here. You can get, check local listings, but yeah, pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
That has THC in it or something?
It's like THC's cousin, so it doesn't really get you high, but it gets you
high. Would it be rude, Willie, if you were smoking this Tyson 2.0 stuff that Evander Holyfield's part of this? Would it be weird if you were doing the traditional big tug, a toke, as they say, on a joint and then went, ear! would that be in poor taste?
I think that would be insensitive. I think
you know what that would be? That would be a bad pun.
There is that.
What it would be. Yes, but while stoned, I would think quite humorous.
Don't Bogart that lobe.
Ear, dude.
In my experience, people really don't care what they're smoking. No one, you're not passing it around the circle. Hey, I'm not taking a hit of that unless it's that Holyfield Tyson tank, buddy. It's not
so Delta 8, and you said there's Delta 9 now?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've had Delta Burke. It's cannabis-infused extra-large pizzas. She's a larger woman. Is that a Delta Dawn?
Delta Dawn,
Delta
Burke? That's where he went.
Delta Burke.
Guess that diet didn't work.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Where were you, Godwin? Where were you?
Yeah, he beat me to it. That was pretty funny.
She's dead, right?
So sorry.
She dead?
Is she really?
I don't think.
Or is it her husband?
Her husband was on TV the other day, and I said, tell Delta hi.
Gerald McCraney. Yeah.
Delta Burke's still alive?
Great.
I just figured she
did. I thought he...
Her heart exploded years ago.
He's okay.
Oh, he's terrific.
He's on NCIS.
Oh, that's right.
He was Major Dad, wasn't he?
Yeah, Delta Burke's still alive, age 66.
Did you ever see the show Minor Dad? It was like a Doogie Howser thing where this 14-year-old knocks up. Oh, never mind.
He wrote in his diary.
There he goes again.
14.
What is it? You just don't care anymore?
No, Minor Dad. Do you not want to get that out?
Will you go to sleep? I have school tomorrow.
God. Honey, the baby's crying.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
Do you know how hard it is to raise three kids when you're failing U.S. history?
Yeah.
When you're bad at math.
Let's squeeze in a special request here.
What about Godwin? Why are we hearing a song from Godwin?
Over an hour.
Not a song. Not a note.
That makes a great point.
The songs that we have match news stories.
Oh, okay. And we're not to news yet because we have.
I don't know what news stories.
Well, don't we have a world record?
You quit sending them to me.
Now they're all surprises. Now you're doing fine.
Well, when we come back, we can do the gardening naked story. How about that?
Yeah.
You got that song?
Okay. I do indeed, yeah.
Oh, right
now.
Not
even a new song then.
Right now, I would like to send this one out to Jason,
who
retired U.S. Army Ranger Black Hawk gunship pilot.
Those guys aren't so tough.
Oh, yeah. Jason, please come here. I'll open the door for you to beat you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.